Hello, everyone. Welcome back. I hope everybody's week has gone nice and smooth. And if it hasn't, then find out why. And if you know why, then fix it. I always say there's always a solution. Always. You just have to take time to find it. Well, you know, sometimes I wonder what I'm going to talk about, what am I going to share. And sometimes I don't even know. And sometimes I do. And I'm prepared to say what I need to say. And I don't know if it happens to you, but, you know, have you ever been in a situation where you... when you get mad or you're upset at somebody and you're going to say, when I see this person, I'm going to say this and this and this and that. But eventually, you never get to say it because you say something else. And then when you finish, you said, man, I should have. Why did I say those things? Why didn't I say what I wanted to say? And I guess it's that either we're too upset at the moment, or we find it what it's a waste of time to repeat myself and to say these things that I should have said didn't make any sense, didn't make a difference at the moment. But you know what I noticed? That everyone is trying to say what they feel and share. And sometimes the way it comes out, it's never the exact way you wanted it to come out. And then some of us will write and say how we feel and share it with the person. And sometimes that doesn't help neither, because then the person misread what you're trying to say, because everybody understands things and see things differently. And then you wonder, then where do I stand in all this confusion within myself? How do I approach this situation? How do I tell someone, I think you're nice, but I don't like you in a way that you don't want to hurt them? Or how do you tell someone, I'm so upset that I don't even want to talk to you, I don't want to look at you? Because certain ways, well, sometimes in the way that we say it, in a certain way that we say it, we end up hurting people more than helping them. And helping ourselves. And we wonder why. And the reason is that is because we're still angry and we're still upset. And we haven't dealt with the problem yet. And we're thinking, or we think that when we confront these people, anyone, and we share these, the things that we feel, that the problem is solved. And sometimes it isn't. And it isn't solved because we're still angry. We still have it inside of us. And we wonder why, or you don't wonder why, but you wonder why you are still angry. And that's because in reality, you really, truly, truly haven't dealt with it at all. So, what do I do then? How do I handle this problem? How do I solve this problem? That even though I share it with someone and I told them how I felt, but it still bothers me. That means you have to really look inside yourself and wonder, why did it bother you? Did what that person said was true? Are you in denial by saying it's not true? Because you don't want to see it, you don't want to accept it, or you're not that person that that person thinks you are because of what they said. See, sometimes we have a way of showing people who we are and what we are, but we don't share the true self of our own self because our attitude is, well, I'm not going to be open to somebody so somebody can come and hurt me or take advantage of me or think that I'm weak and that I'm easy to play with. And you always find yourself taking care of those feelings, those insecurities that you feel within yourself. So you built a wall, and you don't want to step behind. You've got to step behind the wall, then in front of the wall. And I wonder, why do people do that? You know, I think when I was a kid, I remember being things that I wasn't, pretending to be something else. But that, because I was a child, and I was learning more about myself and things about myself. But things are not always what it seems. And I thought it was cool even to lie as a kid, to make people believe a lie, try to feel important, special. And doing that as a kid, I thought it was cool. And getting these attention really was great, and I liked it. But then one night, I heard this voice saying to me, "Is that how you want to live your life? With lies, illusions? Do you want people to like you for your lies or for your truth?" And I still didn't quite understand. And when I say I'm a kid, maybe 17, 18 years old, and I got to realize very soon that the truth always comes out. And then people get to see you for who you are and what you are. And they lose respect. And they don't want to bother with you. So you lost so much. It took me a while to understand that. It took me a while to realize that that's not the best way. Did I learn right away? Absolutely not. It took time, but I achieved it. And from that moment on, I let people see who I was and who I am. And showing my true self, did a lot of people like me? No. And those that did, it was great. And those that didn't, what can I say? We try so hard to be liked. And that's our problem, that we try too hard. Why is it important for people to like you? At one time I thought it was, but I realized it's not. Because the people that like you, are they honest themselves? Are they who they're supposed to be? And who wants people that are not who they are? It causes too much problems, too much conflicts. And I realized that, like I said before, there's a lot of people didn't like me. But there's a lot of people that did. And I realized that the only person that I had to please was myself. Because the only person that I had to be happy with was myself. We always out there trying to please in our jobs, in our friendship and our relationship and people we just met. And that takes so much work, too much. They want to impress people. They want to show people how smart they are, how pretty they are, how fashionable they are. And again, that takes too much work. So I decided that I was just going to do what makes me happy. And I did. And what makes me happy, will you ask? Being who I am. I don't like to dress up. I don't like to wear makeup. I like my hair short. I do my nails. I do my feet. I enjoy laughing at myself. I enjoy being with myself. And I enjoy learning and growing. Simple things that doesn't cause any difficulties. Does that mean that all my lessons are easy? Absolutely not. But I have answers for those difficulties. Because I've learned. I learned by the spirits who guided me, taught me how not to make too much a big deal of everything. Life out there is complicated for a lot of people. And they make it more complicated and they worry so much. And I get that because that's the way they see it. That's the way they deal with it. And it's understandable. So I just wait the complication to come. And I embrace it. And I said, okay, now I'm going to fix this problem. How am I going to deal with it? And you find a solution. And I think I did this talk about by finding solutions, there's always a solution. Because there is. Even if you lie, you can choose not to lie. Even if you pretend to be something that you're not, you choose to allow yourself not to pretend anymore. If you choose to be more than what you are, you have a choice not to be more than what you are. And then, what's wrong with who you are and what you are? Why are we ashamed of who and what we are? I know women that were prostitutes, addicts, drug addicts, alcohol, men and women. Why should they feel ashamed? I don't understand that. Why? I always say, if you don't know to walk in these people's shoes, then you have no right to judge. You know, many of us look at homeless like it's, yeah. And how can that person be homeless? I have met homeless people that are well educated, that even have a degree. But you don't know the circumstances.
We have a tendency of looking down at people because they don't measure up to our expectation. That is like, really? Truly? And what makes you so high and mighty? Because you have a great job, you make more money, you live better. But do you truly live better? And are you truly happy at your job? And is your education really getting you where you want to go? But that's what we do. Because you see, we have nothing better to do. It's so easy to condemn others and not fix yourself. And when I started to see how human beings are, I realized what the spirits were teaching me. Like, what am I doing? Why is it so important for me to be something that I'm not? Why? Who are these people? They're just like everyone else. But when we look at someone who is so much, oh my goodness, let's say we admire them so much, and then we realize that what we admired was the waste of our time. It's like people say, oh my God, this guy, this actor is so great. Oh my God, I think he's awesome. But you don't know him. Oh, you don't know her, but yet you admire them. I don't get it. I'm sorry. I just don't get it. And it's not that I don't give credit where it's due. I do. But when I see a person who is making a difference from themselves, I give them credit. When a person realizes that they don't have to be that person and they're willing to change, I give them credit. For a person who's trying to correct something that wasn't right or done right, I give them credit. How fortunate, yes, we live in a society that money is important. You have bills to pay. And crisis is happening. And crisis, what I mean, that rents are going up, bills are going up, money is becoming less. And it drives everyone crazy. And you can only do the best that you can. And if you put yourself in a situation where sometimes the best is not enough, then what are you trying to prove? What are you trying to gain? Everything in life comes in a box. You just don't know what's in that box until you open it. But I said before also that if you're going to like me because of who I am, the true me, that's awesome. And if you're not going to like me for who I am, that's also awesome. Because at least I know you don't like me because of the real person that I am. And that's awesome to me. It really is. No different than it's awesome if you like me for who and what I am. I think it's great. And sometimes, well, there were times as I'm learning my lessons, I didn't even like myself. I couldn't even stand myself. And I was disappointed in myself. Boy, did not want to see that. But I did. And I accepted it. And I can laugh about it now. I can joke about it. I just see that no one is as funny as I am when it comes to me. I am just funny when it comes to me and my stories and my wisdom and my knowledge. I love to joke about myself. I love to laugh at myself again, because I think I'm awesome. And I've done silly things, dumb things that you got to laugh. It's just amazing how people feel they have to live in a world of protecting yourself. Do I protect myself from people who want to use me and hurt me? No, I don't. And you wonder why and how do you do it? I don't, because if I am who I am, being the real me, and you feel that you need to take advantage of me, or you need to use me, or you need to belittle me, then I don't need to be in your life. And I cut you off. Simple. So why do I need to be somebody that I'm not to protect myself from getting hurt? Because being who I am, I'm still going to get hurt. Things are still going to happen. But I'd rather face the truth than face a lie. So why am I going to go through all those struggles of lying and just trying to be something that I'm not? For what and for who? Because I'm trying to impress a guy and I want this guy to like me, so I'm going to try to be what he kind of wants and act the kind of way he would like a woman to act? Absolutely not. I don't understand why a lot of people live in that world. It's so complicated. Being the real you, and I mean the real you, don't come and tell me that this is who I am, but you still got issues to deal with and you still have to learn and grow. So you're not being who you are. Because being who you are, you have to tear yourself apart and you have to dig inside of yourself to find who you are. And that person who you are is deep inside of you. So you have to let go of a lot of layers before you allow that person to come out. So don't try to lie to yourself and thinking because you're educated and you got a job and you're making money that that's who you are. Because that doesn't tell me who you are. That tells society who you are. And I have no knowledge when it comes to that, to a human being. Tell me who you are. That's who I want to know. Who are you? Your job, the money, education does not define you at all whatsoever. To me, that doesn't say anything about you. And if you think that defines you, then continue living like that. But that's not what defines you in my eyes. What defines me is knowing who you are. And if you can't answer that question to yourselves being sincere, then you have not found out yet who and what you are. We become so many different things in life. And I shared this before in my podcast. If you put a little dot in the palm of your hands And that little dot consists of you growing up. And the first people you grow up in is your parents. The second is your family, cousins, uncles. The other line is your friends. The other line is your relationships. Your other line is society. So you've become each part of these things and these people, and that's who you are today. So in reality, who are you? What is your true self? And which one is the one that continues to lie? You know, we all know that when a person lies, sooner or later they get find out. When a person cheat, they get to find out. When a person steal, they get to find out. Me, if you're gonna find out anything about me, what would you find? I'll tell you, a woman who likes to tell the truth. A woman that believes that everybody is gifted, smart, genius. A woman that wants to teach you how to be better within yourself. To teach you that there's no need to lie, to be something that you're not. We all have gotten hurt in different eras of our lives, whether it's trust, relationship, taking money, being sympathetic, being understanding, and then we lock ourselves up because that's not going to happen to me again. But you know, you can't avoid what's coming your way. Just can't. So when you try to put that wall, again, it's double the work. But if you don't have that wall, then it's not double the work. Then it's like, okay, I see you coming, and I'm going to let you. I'm going to see how far you can go. And then when I said enough is enough, enough is enough. Very simple. It is what it is. But no, we choose to make it difficult because we like difficulties. We like to complain. We like to say, oh my God, he did this to me or she did that to me and I can't believe. We love that drama. We love that excitement. We feed into it. And the more we feed into it, the more miserable we become. And then we have this attitude and this anger. Oh no, he ain't gonna do that. Oh no, she ain't gonna do that. Oh no, I ain't gonna allow them to speak to me like that again. And I gotta laugh at this, I really do, because you don't have to be like that. You choose to be like that. What are you hiding from? From what? From getting hurt? From someone lying, betraying you? Hey, wake up. You live in a place where that's what people do. They can't help themselves being who they are. And if it's not, if that person is not what you want in your life, then let go. Walk away. Don't make excuses. Oh, well, you know, she hurt me. No, man. They did what they did because you allowed it. You stood there and you took it. You know, you took it because you're living a lie. But if you were living the truth, you won't take it. Because you realize that you're worth something. and that you're important. But when you lie, you try to get away with things, and you try to be slick, and you try to be something you're not, then things will happen more, because that's what you chose in that world to live. And I repeat it, and I repeat it 1,000 times, and I will continue to repeat it 1,000 times. I rather you not like me for my true self than you like me for not being my true self. That doesn't make sense to me at all whatsoever. I hear and I see how people teach other people. And to me, sometimes when I hear people speak, I say, why don't you just say it as it is? Why are you putting all these extra words or big words in between just to make you sound like you're intelligent? I don't get it, you know? Or let me speak very proper so they can understand what I'm saying, because they're going to hear what I have to say. And my attitude is this: proper or no proper, I'm going to say what I feel. And I'm going to tell you A, B, C, D. It is what it is. And if you're looking for sympathy, then go to someone that speaks proper. And someone that is trying to take your money by teaching you how to be yourself, but never finding yourself. Because that's what everybody's looking for. So they can say, I'm working on myself. And then when I get to see, what have you worked on yourself? Are you lying to yourself? Or is somebody lying to you? Or are you living somewhere in between? Because I don't get it. And do people get mad? My word is absolutely. Do I care that they get mad? Absolutely not. Do I care that they want to come back to me? No. Do I care if people choose to not hear my broadcast? That's fine. But I'm not going to sit and lie so I can make myself look better as you hear me talk. Because it's not about me that I'm doing and that I'm talking. It's about you. And everybody wants to be about them and not about you. I did this. Good for you. But what you did for you doesn't mean that it works for me. And I agree to that. So again, I'd rather be honest completely so you can say, well, maybe that didn't quite work for me. And that's okay too. Because a lot of people don't like to hear the truth. And as a spiritual teacher, believe me, I give it. When the spirit tells me, you're going to have to smack some faces, then that's my job. But I'm not going to stand there and play violin. Do I have compassion? Absolutely. Do I have patience? Absolutely. Do I understand? Absolutely. Do I expect you to do your part? Absolutely. If you don't do your part, then what is the purpose of coming here? You're not paying me, because what I do is free. I'm not getting anything. from you. So, tell me, what is the purpose? Do I do it because I want to look cute? I am cute, kind of. Do I do it because I want to look intelligent? Well, I don't know about intelligent. Do I do it because I want to seem to be in your eyes like I'm intellectual? I don't know about that. Do I do it because I think I'm sexy? Believe me, I'm far from that. Do I do it because I want sympathy? Oh my goodness, I'm definitely far from that. Do I do it because I need attention? And I'm going to tell you this, absolutely no. No, 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 no. I do it because it's my journey. And because I choose to follow my journey. I do it because I like people to be free and independent. So they can be free from this world. And independent from anything that holds them. Because every spirit, every soul should be free to fly on its own. And no one has the right to hold them back, no matter what. And everyone has the right to follow their journey. Whether big or small, everybody has that right to follow their journey. And don't allow any of the body to stop them from following your journey at all. And that's what I want to see. I want everybody to fly free. It's such a great feeling. I want everyone to be who they are meant to be and be proud of who they are. And stand on your own and see what you have accomplished and embrace yourself, giving yourself that. It's not about holding you down. It's about lifting you up. And to have these things, it's important to know who you are. And everyone deserves that. Everyone. We all make mistakes. Some make small, some make big mistakes. But you have a choice to change that. It's always up to you. You have the power in your hands to make a difference with you. It's not about you making a difference for somebody else. You see, I'm not here to make a difference with you. You're the one that's here to make a difference with you. I'm not giving you anything, because I'm not. I'm just showing that everything you have is inside of you, and it's free. And you don't have to pay or go through changes for what's inside of you. It's there. All the knowledge and all the wisdom, it's inside of you already, has been from the moment you entered to earth. And you don't get it. All the answers you're looking for, everything that you want inside of you is there. Your solutions, everything. Your best friend is the person you see in that mirror. That first person you love and fall in love with is that person in that mirror. Everything in your life is within you. All I do is bring it out and teach you how to work it. That's all I do. Nothing more, nothing less. And it doesn't cost you a penny. Just hearing me. Sometimes it's more than enough. Because you will gain something Don't allow anyone to control you by trying to teach you, give you something to be controlled. It's important that you are set free. Like I tell my students, I teach you for 2 years. And in those 2 years, you will get all the information, all the knowledge and wisdom that you need. And you will find out about your knowledge, your wisdom, your answers, everything. Because it's not difficult to learn these lessons. It's easy. Again, you just make it difficult because you like to live in that world, in that misery, in that sadness, in that drama, and the gossip. Like, really? And don't get me wrong. I enjoy gossip. That's why I see my Korean soap operas. There's a lot of gossip in those soap operas. And I enjoy those gossip. And I get gossip from people. But they stay with me. It's not like I say, hey, you know something? Freddie did this to so-and-so. That's not my thing either. Nothing. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. Do I gossip to my students on one-on-one? Yeah. When it comes to them, I gossip. Absolutely. But it's a different type of gossip. I don't care if I'm walking in the street and somebody says, did you know what happened to Fred? Do you know Fred got caught? I don't want to hear it. It's none of my business. And in reality, there isn't nothing that I can do to Fred. If somebody robs somebody, and that's terrible, but what can I do? Now, if I'm there, that's a different story. And honestly, I'll probably be the first one to run. But it's just, we waste our time in things that we don't need to waste our time with. And now we're hearing the fire trucks coming. They probably realize how hot I am, and they're going to come and try to cool me off. Because I'm not as sexy as I thought I was. That's probably why they're coming. They're trying to just like say, okay, girl, calm down. You're not all that. You see what I mean? I mean, I make big fun of myself, and you might not laugh, but I laugh, and that's okay. You don't need to laugh as long as I do. I thought I was funny. I just, as a teacher, I always fight for freedom and independence. I really do. But I fight within the spirit and the soul to have that freedom and that independence. You know, nothing bounds us. Nothing does. We think it does, but it doesn't. You know, it's like people come through your life for a purpose, for a reason, and then they leave. And then there's people that stay, that don't want to leave. And I have a couple of people that, you know, no matter how much I tried, they keep coming back. And no matter how much I close the door in their face, they just don't want to leave. But, and then there's people that will come into your life to cause misery, to cause pain. And that will pass. No matter how hurtful things are, even death, will pass. We're the only one that choose to keep that pain, that death within us, because there's somewhere that we feel guilty of, that we keep holding on to this pain and this anguish. And we don't want to set ourselves free.
You know, I remember when I did a workshop in a college, and it's a lot of women that was there that day. And, you know, I was talking and making jokes and cursing here a little bit there. And I remember they coming up to me after I finished the workshop. And like these two ladies came up to me and they said to me, you know something, if you were to go to take class in speech and know how to talk properly, I think you would get a lot of people. And I said to them, really? Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. And then I turned around and I said, can I ask you a question? And they said, absolutely. And I said, aside from what you're telling me, did you understand what I said? And they said, oh, absolutely, absolutely. And then I said, well, I guess I don't need to learn how to speak or to learn how to pronounce. If you understood, that's all that mattered. And I walked away. People have come up to me and says, you're spiritual. Well, where did you learn that? Did you go to college? Did you take a class on spirituality? Do you have a degree? I said, I do have a degree. And I did go to college, but not the college that you might imagine or the degree that I might have gotten. And they said, I don't understand. I said, well, I went to the college of spirituality, meaning that the voices taught me and guide me. And I got their degree, the approval to become the teacher that I am today. And they looked at me and they kind of didn't know how to respond. And I said to them, but I'm really proud of my spiritual college and my degree. I couldn't be more proud of it. But by the look at your face, you don't understand what I'm talking about. So it shows that, you know, your degree and my degree are two different things. And, but anyhow, you asked me a question, I shared. So I think it's time for me to leave. And I walked away. And another lady later on came to me and said, you know, these people told me that what you told them. And I said, okay. And she says, you don't care what people think of you, do you? And I said, absolutely not. And I don't. I really, 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 really don't care what people think of me. And she asked me why. And I remember saying to her, because the only person that matters is me. As long as I know who and what I am and what I have, that's enough for me. Whether it's proved by society, by the people out there, that's not what's important. I'm not looking for their approval. I'm only here to share. And if you're willing to learn and grow, awesome. If you're willing to be my student, awesome. And if you're not willing to grow and learn and not be my student, awesome. But this is who I am. Whether there's words I don't pronounce correctly, I laugh at it. Because as much as I try, like one time I remember being in a workshop, and I remember the thing that happened in, I'm even trying to say the word correctly now.
oh my God, it's salami. And I'm not probably saying it correct. And I remember saying salami. Do I feel embarrassed? Do I feel ashamed? Absolutely not. I had to laugh. So yes, there's certain things that I might not pronounce correctly or talk correctly, but I don't care. I don't care. Because one way or the other, you get the message. And if you choose not to get the message, then don't get the message. But when I started this podcast, see, I wanted to do it. And I wanted to do it because I wanted to do it. Because I felt maybe this is another way that I can reach people. And I knew that I'd probably make mistakes in talking or pronouncing words. But I didn't care, and I don't care. And I wish you could understand that or believe that and my students can tell you, believe me, I don't care. I am who I am. And I work too hard to be who I am and too hard to find my own truth. And I'm not going to change that for anyone. And I might not be the most educated person out there because I don't have the world's degree. But I'm really educated in being a spiritual teacher. And that's something that society cannot give me. So I'm proud of being who I am in every aspect of the word. How I dress, how I talk, how I look. I am my true self, and I'm free. And this is what I want for everybody. I'm not saying that you gotta speak like me or you gotta pronounce words the way I do, because you probably have your own issues. But I just want people to be who they are meant to be, no more, no less. I don't sell myself short, never did. And no one ever should. We all are gifted in many ways. And we all have something beautiful to share and to give. Whether we might not understand each other's language or completely understand every sentence that you share. But what I find the beauty of it is that when we try to have that compassion, to understand and be sympathetic to those that have less than us. So try to take time to find out who and what you are. Don't ever sell yourself short and ever be embarrassed that you might not know more than the other guy or the other woman, because there is something that you'll know that they don't know. Don't ever allow somebody to ever make you feel stupid, because there's no such word as stupid. But ignorance, that's a word that exists. Don't ever be ashamed of your mistakes, because if it wasn't for those mistakes, you wouldn't have learned to become better within yourself. Don't ever be ashamed that you don't have a degree and you're not making all that money. But you have your own degree inside of you and you're working hard to make ends meet. For no matter how big or small we are, we all have struggles. Rich or poor, we have struggles. Everyone has happiness, sadness, pain, trauma, death. We all face those things. But it's how we choose to handle them that makes a difference. Because when it comes down to it, you are all human.
It's just that you're different in the way you think and see things. And how do you respond to things? But it doesn't mean that you cannot learn and grow, because you could if you choose to. For you have the power to allow yourself to be who you are meant to be. Don't ever be ashamed of these things. For these things, what makes you strong and courageous. And use that strength and courage to be the person that you are meant to be. Don't be afraid to let go of that shield. Because with or without it, you're still going to feel pain and anguish. But learn how to say enough is enough without that shield. Because when you do that, you learn more about yourself and you get to see others for who and what they are. Give yourself the courage and the credit that you deserve. We all live in a box. Just some of us refuse to come out. All those decisions is up to you to make yourself better within you, to compete with yourself, to reach as far as you can reach and fly as far as you can fly. And it's not about something big or something small. It's just about you doing it and succeeding within yourself. That's where the power lays in. And that's when you become powerful. And when you allow yourself to be who you are meant to be, you'll know the completeness of happiness within yourself. You know the peace and joy within yourself. Because no matter how crazy it is out there, you can still have all these beautiful feelings inside of you. And what's great about that, that no one can take that away from you. No one. Unless you allow it. So allow yourself to be who you are meant to be. And don't worry about those that would accept you or not accept you. But learn to accept yourself, because that's the person that matters. Be happy with your silliness, your craziness, your joy of laughter when it comes to life. Just be you and give yourself that gift, for that is the most beautiful gift you can ever give yourself in life. So don't be closed up and don't try to hide from anguish and pain and betrayal and pain, because unfortunately, that's part of growing up. Everything comes in different directions. Just be prepared to accept it and let it go. Enjoy it. Be happy. Be fulfilled. Give what you want within yourself. Allow that freedom. Feel that freedom. Because when you do, a part of you dies and the other part rebuilds and becomes to life. And that's when you become who you are meant to be.